in a weird way, it was almost like I had to sort of fool my mind into believing that it wasn't retarded.
Slow, yes, retarded maybe, braces on his leg, but he charmed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He was a goddamn war hero. Right. You know any retarded war heroes?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boucher!
That's it. It's not good, but it, you know, it's what I got.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, so it could be really good.
Oh shit. Fuck, I thought I was hoping it. Oh, never mind, my bad. It's like there's a whole bunch of guitar riffs and then it ends up with like the 80s Bulls, like, and then it ends up with like the coach from the Waterboy being like, "Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boucher," and then there's all this like, and I'm like, come in, you know, I'll jazz it up. My bad.
I'll take your word for it. It sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's not too bad for a ghetto intro. Not too bad at all. All right, let's get it right out of the way. Got the NBNH Boys podcast. Not boys, but they're boys from the podcast, from the NBNH podcast. That's a really bad way to say it. You guys plug yourself so I don't fuck yourself up, and we'll go from there.
Got no brains, no headache in the house, baby. I'm Jordan.
I'm Matt.
We're here to party.
We just got done doing like 40 minutes, so I already feel bad. I wasted all my stories. It sucks. So you can see the screen, you just can't hear it?
Yep.
Oh, man, that's a bummer, because I had a whole thing. Had a whole YouTube here of, let me see, I just want to make sure I could even tell you. Oh, have you guys ever seen Hot Rod, the movie?
Oh, like yeah. 1,000 times.
All right, so it's not anything too crazy. This was the, you know, where he fucking, he talks about, I like to party. And then I was going to show, you know, talk about, like, you know, when he asked for the powers of the house cat.
Yep.
You know, or not the powers of the animal kingdom, and one of them is house cat. Always a good, you know, good laugh.
The best part about that scene is when he's like, Kevin's like, I party. He's like, Kevin, I know for a fact you don't party.
Well, that's right. When you guys were, something about the wuh, I was listening to the part where the guy's like, whiskey? What are you talking about?
Where do you get off?
Yeah.
I say, what, which way?
And then fucking dude just beats ass on the guy whose trailer they did fuck up.
I've been drinking green tea. Jinx, you owe me cocaine. I go to church every goddamn Sunday.
I'm gonna unleash some demons, he says. It's good
Dude,
shit.
It's such a good
It's really
scene.
Good shit. Good stuff, guys. The other thing, well, I guess now I gotta fucking just tell you guys about this. So, do you guys know who Krishan Rock is? I'll just, you know, whatever. This is a good episode here. Do you guys know Krishan Rock?
I do not.
No idea. I'll make Matt look it up.
Krishan Rock is the girl who had blue face tattoo put on her face. She also just came out with a hit that said, fuck my baby daddy. And then, you know, ended up, you know, she, like, fuck her baby daddy as in, like, you know, he's a piece of shit. He's not going to see this kid. And she would publicly tweet these things, you know. She would go into the studio late at night, you know, as rappers do. And she would leave her kid with a person, you know, one of her friends or something. And the dude one night showed up, grabbed the kid, put him in no car seat, and had like an Uber driver drive him away with this kid like rolling around on like the back seat of a car. And he's like, "Oh, so you leave my kid with some other bitch while you in the studio getting fucked?" It was kind of a wild time. Now she's with him. She also tattooed her face, you know, his face onto her. And they're having communal, you know, parenting relationships while he's got a year in jail.
What kind of corner of the internet are you on?
It's the perverted one. It's a lot of porn. And then this shit came up. There's a leaked video of her being the cream queen where she's riding him, and I mean, it literally looks like somebody dumped like a yogurt on his dick. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Creaming on the cock.
Yeah, essentially. Everything looked consensual and everybody looked like they were having fun. And, you know, then they had a kid and then they broke up for a while and he had some new chick. This is the guy, Blueface is the guy who, remember, Matt Stafford's wife was asking that he not be at games because he brought strippers in for his engagement party. He engaged to another woman in one of the booths next to Matt Stafford's wife and kids, and he had chicks twerking in booty shorts and doing all sorts of things. And she asked that, you know, her kids not see that, and he pretty much said, fuck you.
I feel like Kelly Stafford, that's her name, right?
Yeah.
She's been, there's all sorts of things. You know, we can't bring strippers into the suites, and then people are being mean to their kids when they're in Detroit or some shit. It's just like, come on, the world doesn't revolve around you, woman.
Oh, dude, I got to say, though, I lost it for Detroit, man. You can't boo that man. You can't boo Stafford coming in. He donates portions of millions of dollars to his, like, children's hospital. Like, you got to clap him in, man. You can't fucking be mean to his kids. You know? That's fucking wild.
I'm going to defend Detroit here for a second. Don't boo Matt Stafford, but his family, fair game. What has his family done for you? Matt Stafford's done a lot. His family's done nothing.
You don't want to be Philly. Philly's the one where you're like, it's no holds barred. Don't even go in there with a fucking color of the other jersey, you know? And then everyone's like, they're pieces of shit, but they love the union. It's like, come on, like, you know, they're lovable, but there's only one lovable piece of shit team you can be. The Raiders had it for a while. Now they're all froofy in Vegas. You gotta fucking, you know, you can't fucking, the Detroit, it's too, you know, it's too nice. They've fixed it up too much. Eminem, whatnot.
I mean, say something about the Oakland fan base. The fact that last year, the A's, when they were like, we're going to move, and they were like, we're going to do a reverse boycott, and we're actually going to go to the games, then maybe they'll stay. It's like, maybe they should have left in the first place if you have to do a reverse boycott.
For sure. Well, right, like, oh, now we'll show up. You want to threaten us? We'll show you. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Come on now. Where have you been the last 10 seasons to where, you know, we didn't figure this out financially?
I mean, they had a little bit of a kick after Moneyball, but no one gave a shit.
What a great movie. And then to have the guy be like, it's all fucking gay. Like, it's not real. This sucks. It wasn't true. It's like, that all blows.
Yeah, I think the guy that Jonah Hill plays, I think he's like a assistant GM for a hockey franchise now or something.
Yeah, the Vikings GM learned from that guy. Like, he's like an underling of the guy who like helped the guy in Moneyball, who helped Billy Bean or whatever. He's Jonah Hill's like little underling, I guess.
Well, that's better. The Panthers just hired a former linebacker of theirs that definitely has CTE. He like tried to give a speech earlier, and he like was like just going around the room and like looking at like different players, and he's like, "We got to be fast, like Steve Smith. We got to be good, like Julius Peppers." It's like, this is the best we could do.
Just the most basic fucking non-buoyance conversation of all time.
I mean, we might just draft like who's the fastest, who puts up the most 40 like or 225 pound bench press. It's like, we are gonna suck for a long time.
That's like the Raiders coach, rest in peace. But I think it's that Tony Sperano, the dude like took the last game ball of like the head coach or whatever before him and like buried it in the ground and was like, "It's the past, gentlemen. It's behind us." And then he just grabs a new football, being like, "Let's go play." It was terrible.
I mean, well, it's like that Cardinal Dennis Green, I think, who went when he went off on the Bears, and he would make those guys like run hills till people were just blowing ACLs.
Can't do that shit no more. That's actually crazy. There's probably more people that blow ACLs now with like careful like watching than there was with, like, dude just, like, run hills every day until we play football the next day.
Well, I mean, most of those guys, the NFL, you weren't making good money, so you were like a milkman and also played in the NFL.
Sick. Imagine you catch the touchdown, and then it's like you fuck up the game, and then like dudes are like trying to kill you. You know what I'm saying?
It's my second job.
Right. Jesus. I often wonder what my second job would be, but it would be in the sexual like department. I could be like a boom arm guy for like a porno set, you know, the guy who gets the mic in there without being, you know, seen.
Like holding a flashlight at a porn set?
Kind of, yeah. I could be the lighting. The lighting guy, probably not. I had to take my glasses off because my fucking reflectives, dude, they're like this big. They keep shining off the computer screen. It's bad. But sound guy, I feel like I could do because I could hear the... You know, like that sound, and not be grossed out.
Have you seen a POV of behind the scenes of a porno? There's a lot of people in there.
I heard somebody talk about, like, you know, you like what you see in pornos, but you wouldn't like what you smell, so that's why you're attractive.
They gotta make, like, a Hard Knocks, but the porn version.
Yeah.
Have that guy's voice, like, leading up to it when they're just sterilizing a room that's covered in semen.
You could do the Ariana Chechik comeback where she did that Twitch jump where she jumped in the fucking foam pit and it was like concrete. She broke her tailbone and then it's like her coming back to do anal, like round two, you know?
Oh, I mean, the 30 for 30 on that alone would get ESPN demonetized.
Dude, how wild that they started working with the WWE and then all of a sudden it's like, never mind, like... All these allegations coming out. Vince McMahon is like shitting on a lady while she's doing a three-way, and Brock Lesnar's getting into it now. It's a whole fucking thing.
I could have told you that Vince McMahon was doing that for free. I just think no one really cared until now.
It's crazy, right? Did you guys watch that? We're relatively close in age. You guys watch the Attitude Era or whatever that was?
I like followed it. I never really watched it, but I had like all the wrestling figurines. Like my bitch of a neighbor when I was a kid stepped on my wrestling ring and broke it, so it had tape in the middle. That just divided families.
Yeah. I never had the action figures. Me and my old man, my dad would watch Junkyard Wars, and then right after Junkyard.
Oh, such a good show.
Dude, that was the best shit in the world. And then it would skip over to, like, SmackDown or WWE that night or, you know, it was two different channels, but the timing worked out perfect. Oh, bro, me and that guy would eat Jack's Pizzas and fucking watch Stone Cold Steve Austin just fucking, you know, fucking do the whole thing. And sick fucking time to grow up, man.
Yeah, I remember even in college they had Monday Night Raw, and I watched it with one of my roommates. And we both decided that our favorite wrestler for that, it was on like USA Network. Our favorite guy was the Yes guy who kept going, yes, yes. He'd get up on the corner and have the crowd do, yes, yes. It's like, what the fuck are we watching?
That's
right now?
Tom, that lost me. I think I stopped. I remember as a kid watching Stephanie McMahon. Like, I remember watching her be like, I'm pregnant. And then he, like, fucking choke slam her, being like, oh, no, you're not pregnant.
Throw her down a flight of stairs. Not anymore!
Like, dude, that shit's so wild. And then you hear, she had an interview come out where she was like, my dad's goes, we want it to be Shane's baby. And she was like, I can't do that. So, like, the whole idea was going to be it was her brother's kid or brother's baby. And they were cheating on Triple H. Like... Ugh.
I mean, it most of the time, we just wanted to see wrestling. Like, oh, like a cage drops down, everyone goes nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it funny that if you just dropped, like, oh, never mind, we're step siblings, it's like everybody right now would be like, oh, that's pretty cool, actually. Never mind. It's acceptable.
that's hot.
Put that step in there, and it's like, there's a borderline, like, real sister, me and her, like, oh, God, gross, but it's like stepsister falls into a hole and gets stuck. It's like, dear God.
I mean, I can't imagine getting shit on middle of a threesome's great either, but what can you do?
He was like, if you guys read those tweets or his text that came out after the you know, in court or whatever.
I didn't really go that far into it.
Frankly, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's like, I want three big the biggest cocks filling you up, like one in your mouth and like one in your ass, one in your pussy. And he's like, and when they get deep, I want them to go even deeper. And like, that's when he's like, and then when you're done, I want to finish on you. And like, I don't know, dude. It was like, he wanted to see you get all used up and whatnot. It was like, Jesus.
Let me ask you this. You know how like, you know, maybe during sex, sometimes you get a little nervous or you perform, you know, as a man, you can't achieve an orgasm because maybe you're nervous. You're in your head. It's a mental game. Does that happen when you're pre-planning taking a shit on someone? You're like, man, I'm ready to go. I can't do it. It's a mental block right now.
I even ate Arby's beforehand.
Yeah.
I drank a coffee. I mean, I should be, you know, roaring. No, I think you'd have to. I think your colon is probably shy. You know what I'm saying?
I would be shy. I mean, I don't think I would be defecating on any. However, I think when the moment comes, when the, you know, time comes to shine, I don't know if I can perform.
Think about how many men, think about how many times you've been able to be like, I got to drop a deuce in front of like a full bathroom. So it's not many for me. Like,
nope.
But like, I remember in one of the texts, it was like, there's like 12 guys that want to fuck this chick. And he's like, the whole crowd goes, woo. And then he's like, but she said only 3 guys at once. And the whole crowd went, and like they're like, so I don't know, like maybe they were talking about performing in front of the whole room, but like, you know, we're gonna have to do this in fourths, but
yeah, break into pools. Yeah. So I'm in pool C, what are you? I'm D. Oh, that's disgusting.
You do the thing where you're like 1 2 3 1 2 3 and like, all right, ones find each other, and it's like 12 dudes in a room just shuffling around.
I think it'd be funny to start by height. And then yeah, you go tallest to smallest and be like, I think this will get easier as it goes. But
have you seen the video of Hulk Hogan, like his son getting a DUI and Hulk Hogan shows up? And it's like, I feel like if Hulk Hogan shows up, you just got to let the guy go.
It's like Shaq. If Shaq pulls you over, you're like, this something's not happening. Like, this isn't real. What, you know, I'm getting punked. Where's Ashton Kutcher?
Are you shooting Grown Ups 3?
I am a real American. It's like, dude, yeah, fuck yeah. I'd start bumping that, and the cops would have to let you go.
Hulk Hogan's one of those guys that has his ringtone on all the time for his phone, and it's him saying something.
Please stop fucking my wife. Wasn't he getting cheated on for a while?
Oh, yeah. Like, was it Hogan Knows Best or something? Reality show where it was just him, his wife, and his daughter just yabos. And, yeah. Like, yeah.
And then Nick fucking Hogan was like, I'm going to get into the game. And then he was rapping as well. Or Brooke rapped or some shit.
I remember there was an entire episode about Brooke using a reusable water bottle because it was good for the environment. And at that point, I was like, you know what? I could spend my time doing something else, like watching Junk Wars.
And then what is it? He fucked his buddy's wife, and that was the porno that got leaked. And
yeah, there's like a family tree of who fucked who in the WWE, and it is something else.
That's nice. China fucked a lot of dudes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if you're a celebrity, you hit a certain point, you have a certain sex drive, you're just bound to have these wild sexual escapades that, you know, on the surface to a normal Joe could be like, wow, that's kind of fucked up. But to them, they're probably just like, you know what? I was just horny. I just wanted to get a nut, you know, a funny story.
You get such weird Hollywood pussy that it becomes normal to be like, for sure, like, I didn't know I was taking it over.
Oh, I always take a crap on chicks when I'm done. You don't do that? You haven't lived in California, let me tell you.
You don't do a blood ritual every time you fuck? Yeah. You don't sacrifice a lamb every time you eat pussy?
All right, I got the sacrifice out of the way. It's like, what'd you sacrifice? Oh, yeah, your family dog. It's... dead.
I was going to go lamb because I was like, hold on, I'm going to sacrifice this lamb quick, eat your pussy, and then we're going to have kebabs later.
Dude, sometimes you just don't know, like, the ritual. There was a dude in the town that we're from that was sacrificing a goat in an apartment parking lot. And, like, the cops came, and he was like, what do you mean I can't do this here? And it's like, well, you do live in an apartment. Maybe if you had your own house.
Some land out where nobody gave a fuck?
Yeah. But no, he was just like, right next to this wood panel van, I'm just going to chop this goat's head off.
Probably had fucking Kelly Stafford next to him. Was like, hey, don't do that shit around here. This is bullshit. Like, Kelly, mind your own fuckhole for once.
This is my kids are watching you sacrifice your goat. Knock it off. It's like, come on, Kelly, come on now. I have to please Odom or whatever the fuck that, you know, goat, whatever weird goat with horns is.
Lamar Odom?
That guy. Dude, imagine, like, having a news story being like, you OD'd on dick pills and whores. Like, how sick, dude.
Maybe that's the way he wanted to go.
He's mad that he got revived.
Yes. Is this heaven? No, it's the Las Vegas General Hospital.
We had to pull you from the bunny ranch. He's like, it's in my will that I die there, you fucking ass wipes.
Dude, Bobby, did you ever watch the show, the reality show Girls Next Door?
Was that the one with the bunny ranch? Or was that the bunny ranch?
It was the Playboy bunnies. It was the girlfriends of Hugh Hefner at the Playboy mansion.
Oh, yeah, where the one was dating Hank Basket for the Philadelphia wide receivers or something.
That's
like
a whole
that.
Different okay, story. Yeah. But, yeah, it's on Amazon Prime, by the way. It's available for everyone. There's 6 seasons, apparently. I've binged the shit out of them. And now I'm listening to their podcast with Holly and Bridget. And yeah, they pretty much regret everything. They're like, I can't believe I banged Hugh Hefner. And it's like, I also can't believe you banged Hugh Hefner. They just had orgies all the time, apparently.
When they said the house was gross, like the carpet was like from the 80s still. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, and there's probably just fecal matter and sperm everywhere.
Could climb the walls like Spider-Man.
Yeah, for sure. Sperm, cocaine, some pixie dust. There's got to be a little bit of meth just from the, you know, the fucking consistency.
It's probably some whiskey stains. Sure. I know Hef was a big whiskey guy.
Honestly, he was one of those dudes that, like, it came out that he died, and I was like, I fully thought he died, like, 5 years ago. He looked dead on the show.
My dad died at 52, and every time somebody dies, I go, how the fuck did that guy make it past my dad? What the fuck? Like, you get mad being like, fucking that fat bastard? You know, some dude with fucking heart problems for 30 years? It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, Matt and I just entered our 30s not too long ago, and I had a midlife crisis, so it looks like 60 is my number.
I told you. I told you guys I was having a, you know, I blacked out a couple weeks and months before my 30. I turned 30 in August 20th. When did you guys turn 30?
End of December for me.
Early January.
Like right now? Like a couple months ago for you boys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ah, you guys should have hit me up. I had one in August. That's why I was blacking out at the fucking Cowboy Jags with you.
Well, we're all part of the 30 club now, so fuck us, right?
Oh, man, I got 3 kids going in, and I'm, like, hardcore trying not to have a third or a fourth. You know what I'm saying? A third with my lady that I'm with. That's why I said that. I didn't want to forget. You know.
Have you ever considered pulling out?
I have, and I did, but, I mean, you know.
Is there an aerial attack?
Nah, man, sometimes it's just too cool to let, you know, you got to leave it in.
Sometimes it's hard to stop. It feels too good.
You got to let God just be God, you know?
You can't stop once you start. It stings.
I told you, I'm 3 out of 4. And the one I contested, so being 0% is 100% on my end. But, you know, the 3 kids that I claimed, those kids are cool as fuck, you know? Is that okay to say? Dude,
are you going to make it, Bobby? You're like fucking dying over there.
No, I had a little, I need a Tums, but no, I'm fine. It looks fucked up.
Get him a Tums.
No, I know, right? You should throw me one. And my girlfriend bought the generic ones, and I I eat colors specifically, so like I need the orange. Thank you.
Easy on the computer, bro. It almost broke earlier.
I'm an orange guy. I like the orange, and then I go into the yellow, and then, you know, I get into the other colors after that. But I will dig through the Tums bottle for my certain color first.
Were you a Fred Flintstone vitamin taker as a child?
I haven't taken. Anytime I've ever bought vitamins, it lasts a day, and I go, fuck this.
I remember when the gummy ones came out, and we kind of broke into, like, a friend's neighbor's house, and I ate like a ton of them and puked everywhere.
I've been there. not the Flintstone gummy part, but we broke into my buddy's house and stole his change jar, and there was like $100 worth of change in this fucking thing.
Follow-up question, what'd you buy with $100?
I didn't buy. I showed up to two dudes who had already did it, and then I was like, I'll tell if you guys don't cut me in. And they started laughing. Being like, they knew, like, I'll tell if you don't cut me in on this. And I think we just bought energy drinks and shit. Yeah, nothing crazy. My buddy, in eighth grade took like a wife beater, cut it up, and he sewed it into a pair of khaki pants, like khaki shorts. So the pocket was way deeper than the actual pocket. And he would fit energy drinks into his pocket and fit like 3 or 4 into each pocket and then walk out with the store with like buying 1 or 2 of them. And he'd have like 3 days worth. And we would just go back and drink like 3 fucking, you know, nitrous or whatever the fuck he grabbed that day.
Amp.
Yeah, yeah. Amp was a good one, dude. I used to have a collection like 12 bottom high, and then they built up slowly, you know, pyramid style.
Do you remember Vault?
Vault Surge?
Yep.
Yeah. What's the Snake Eyes? That was like the one you could get at Holiday. Like it was like Snake Eyes next to Mountain Dew. That was a good fucking setup, dude.
Or you watch one Fast and the Furious movie and go buy a NOS.
NOS. Cocaine, did you guys ever have that? That was
that's the best energy drink in my opinion. I don't really mess around with the, you know, the sugar-free Red Bulls. It's like, let's just get down to brass tacks, you know what I mean?
There was, I swear to God. So there was a market on the corner of 89th and 65th, which 65th is like a major highway, like 65, you know, it's a major highway in Minnesota. And 89th was like the exit off. And there was a gas station there where the guy lived in the back. He would shower. You could see a little cot that he would stay in behind the counter. There was a door and whatever. Sometimes he would leave it open. Dude, in that gas station, it was a like Red Bull sized can. It was like a red, like kind of purplish hue, and it said cocaine. And that's the only energy drink I've ever drank and threw up the same day. But it was if you look it up though, you can find like energy drink cocaine and it's up there. But yeah, man, it fucking that shit. I used to be into them, and like now I still don't drink water, but I mean,
let's talk about that for a minute.
Probably have a bottle of water every couple of days. Is that not a thing? Do you guys not do that?
I will die if I have this like 32 ounces probably. I'm pumping on this puppy all day.
I mean, I'm getting better. I'm still not great. I'm getting pretty good at going into work and then slamming a bunch of water before I have coffee. But I still don't drink as much as that. Cause like the amount you're supposed to drink like hurts. It's like I can't drink 18 cups of water a day.
Right, it's supposed to be like your body weight divided in two and then made into ounces or something like that. You're supposed to have like half your body weight in ounces.
No, it's whatever your, like, say you weigh 180 pounds, that's how many ounces you're supposed to have.
No way. 180 ounces of water?
Something like that. Or like a percentage of that. There's a percentage. So if you're 180... We're all searching it. Who can find it first? I can't type worth dick.
I'm looking it up. Shit, I'm hoping my years of college are
coming into 16 cups. I don't know what that is.
Okay, how much water should you drink based on your weight?
Half of it.
half an ounce and an ounce of water for each pound you weigh. So yeah.
Right on.
If you weigh 180 pounds, you should be drinking 90 to 180 ounces.
Yuck. All right. That's so tough. Let me tell you, I have 2 cups of coffee every day. And then let's say I don't eat that day. If I don't bring water to the job site, it's probably going to be the next thing I have is a cocktail. And I will not have water. Like I told you, in the last 4 days, I think I've had 2 bottles of water.
So you drink 2 cups of coffee, you go huff paint fumes for like 8 to 12 hours, then come home and have a couple drinks.
Pretty much. I'm not long to this earth. That's a thing for sure.
And have you always drank out of red Solo cups?
I do. I only it actually makes a lot of people mad that I keep only showing up with red Solos. I refuse to get a tumbler.
No, don't get a tumbler ever.
The fucking, you know, the what do you call them? What are those things?
Stanley like cups?
Yeti? Yeah, like Yeti. A Yeti, and they're just shaking their ice around. It's like, get fucked.
Put new ice in it. Dip your hand in there like a man. But also, I bring my own ice everywhere. So, like, I am that guy. Like, I'll bring a whole cooler with just my own ice that I'll dip into. So, my dirty hands are the only ones, you know, digging ice out. I hate when people are like, just use mine. It's like, fuck you. Gross.
Yeah, Bobby's a germ freak when it comes to his ice.
Yeah, when it comes to your ice, but literally nothing else.
Yeah, I'm, you know, that's not wrong. Like, actually, I'm a pretty big, like, don't touch my shit. Like, I'll eat. Dude, I got told, like, how long would you guys leave something out before you don't eat it?
Like, just out and, like, pizza. On a table?
Let's say
If I leave pizza out overnight and I get to it in the morning, I'll throw it away.
You throw it away? What? That's the, you too?
I'll eat pizza. I don't really, pizza's easy for me.
No, so you'll eat it the next day? Like, it doesn't matter if it was left out overnight?
Wow, how fucking hungover am I? How hungry am I? Like, there's a lot of factors to consider. I prefer to, like, wrap it up and put it in the fridge and then, like, pull it out and either just eat it cold or warm it up.
So you'll wrap it up, though?
Yeah.
See, here's how fucked up I am. Doesn't matter. I'll put pizza back in the fridge. It could be, you know, all night, sits out, wake up in the morning, and I don't put it in nothing. I'll put it back in there in the fucking, like, on the fucking cardboard and get back at it the next day. But or, like, in the box. I'll keep it in the box and just throw the box in the fridge. But
I'll do that if it's, like, a frozen pizza. You might want to wrap it up. That's your choice. But yeah, if it's like a delivery pizza in a box, then yeah, I just did that over the weekend. I had pizza and just kept it in the box and slowly ate at it.
I've done it once or twice with a steak, but never too many times. Like, most of the times there's not that much steak left where it's like, oh, I need to keep this. But I have had like one or two times where I woke up drunk being like, this, you know, probably isn't okay, but I'll reheat the shit out of it just to get my money's worth, you know.
I'm a big eater in bed.
My buddy got nice.
This was like a couple months ago. I woke up and there was just a rib bone next to my bed, and I couldn't figure out how I got ribs. There was none in the house, so I don't know where I got this rib, but I just woke up, there's a rib bone next to me.
Do you have a lady that can tell you in the morning what happened, or is it still a question to you?
No, it was my cat was chewing on it.
So you're still like wondering where this rib bone came from?
Yeah. One of life's mysteries.
You know, like, do you check text and like how do you wake up the next day with it and being like, all right, I have to, like, at least, what conclusion did you have to get to before you were comfortable with moving on, before you were like, this is still a question, but I got enough at least.
I moved on immediately, and I'm kind of an asshole drunk too to myself, because I'll literally delete all my text conversations and call history, like, while I'm drunk, so I'll have no idea what I did the night before.
Awesome, though.
Get rid of the evidence.
Yeah. Did it happen?
How cool you have, like, a delete segment where, like, you just have to, like, everything must go. Like, leave no trace.
Dude, I don't keep a lot. I think I've had the same memory on my phone for about 12 years, and I have like 160 pictures.
Oh, fuck, man. I would drive you nuts. I think on my email, I have like over 40,000 like notifications I have unchecked.
So, yeah, I don't even go in. I can't do like email and stuff like that. My Yahoo account, I think, is like up to like pretty close to, I think, like 12,000 or something.
15,000 on my Gmail.
Oh, God, that would drive me insane.
But I don't know at some point you just go, how do you even like go back?
Like I think you just delete it.
Gmail for like 10, right? But I have a bunch of like child shit I got to keep on there. Between like custody orders and shit like that with all my kids.
And then that sandwich in between the spam Domino's pizza ads.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's like, fuck, I got to pay this a month. But also, there's $5.99 two-topping medium pizzas at Domino's.
Facebook ads, Facebook fucking posts when I used to have Facebook, and then I deleted it. I'm about ready to delete Snapchat, dude. Snapchat's about as useless as it fucking gets.
I deleted that a couple, probably 6 months ago. It's great.
I agree with that, but then I like start talking to a hot chick, and she's like, "Oh, let's see Snapchat friends." I'm like, yeah, totally. I love Snapchat. What are you talking about? I'm good at Snapchat. I'm great at this. It's like, how the fuck does this work?
I post pictures of my kid and like videos for like my family to see. So now it's like I'm an asshole if I take it off, but also I'm an asshole for putting it on there. You know. So like, yeah.
And Snapchat stories are just, it's like, oh, you went to a concert. There's 6 hours of Snapchat stories. Like, cool. You saw a guy that once played in Coldplay and you had to put his whole fucking concert on there.
Yeah, I think like people who post, like you could tell how a person is by what kind of stories they post. If you're posting Snapchat stories, you're a lower human being than if you were to like post Instagram stories. But if you also post just Facebook stories, that's weird too.
Oh, somebody who just posts Facebook stories but nothing else. That's like, I feel like that's like something weird. Like mine used to go to Facebook from Instagram.
Yeah, and that's normal.
Oh. If you're just posting Facebook stories, it's because you specifically want one person on Facebook who doesn't have Instagram to see it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're trying to see that view count.
Yeah.
You're looking at that, the views, who saw it, who hasn't.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I've been there. It's like I post this, and I'm like, I just want one person to see it.
Is she hot?
No.
Is he hot?
Yeah, he's pretty good looking.
Nice.
Have you ever seen like you guys have been around long enough? Like when you post some sort of content, and like the blue check mark shows up, that actually means something. Where like you're like, holy shit, how the fuck did they see this shit?
I don't know. One of my friends got a blue check mark. He's pretty big idiot, so yeah. I don't really care about the blue check mark.
No, but like you haven't had somebody of like fame with the actual like act like they earned it kind of check mark, being like they saw your content out of nowhere or something.
I've seen that, like if you tag like a celebrity in your story and they'll look at it, it's kind of cool, but I like don't really do that at all.
Yeah, no, I not the tag. I'll post something and randomly you'll just see like a guy with like 90,000 followers be like, he hearts it. And it's like, where the fuck did you come from? Like, how the fuck do you even like find my like, you know, shadowed 200 followed podcast? Why the fuck does that happen?
He's probably looking for prolapsed anus podcast. And he's like, wow, this guy gets it.
Oh, wait till they turn into your guys' fucking episode.
Yeah, you know, dude, fuck.
My grandma's prolapsed vagina. Dude, how sick. How sick. I told my mom instantly. I go, do you realize, like, I'll maybe wait. Immediately told the story. Like,
oh, that's like, totally me. I found out some juicy news about a relative not too long ago. I told Matt immediately. I was like, I'm going to keep this one to myself. I'm going to be mature here. It's like, dude, Matt, you got to hear this.
Someone will tell me something. They're like, don't tell anyone, as I have a text up to someone that I'm like typing the entire story. It's like, oh, yeah, totally. I won't tell anyone. It's like posting it on my Facebook wall.
That's why I like Bert Kreischer, because he does like Secret Time, where it's like you're supposed to be secret, but it's like secret time to like your entire audience or whatever.
It's secret time to 150,000 listeners.
My thing is like, how do I greet my grandma after knowing her pussy fell?
I wouldn't talk to her forever.
You don't?
No.
Just end it. You just have like.
We had a good one.
You only talk on speakerphone and you just talk as far away as you can.
You're just standing in another room when you're like, oh, thanks for coming to the family reunion. Bobby will be outside the entire time.
Drinking from his ice and his own liquor supply.
He's using a Capri Sun to chase straight shots of vodka.
Oh, man. I just think of a wrong cough even gone wronger, you know? Just like,
like you think sharding is bad? Try having a prolapsed vagina?
Yeah, grandma sneezed and her pussy fell out.
I feel like that's a country song that should never be written.
When you wake up and it falls.
So what was that song about? You don't want to know.
And you stuff your pussy back in your mouth. Oh, something like that. I don't know. I just
man. So many thoughts. No, I'm actually, I've been talking to a lady friend lately. And I think I'm going to try to go as long as I can without having her on any social media. Like, there's no reason for us to be friends. I mean, there is, but I'm going to try to go as long as I can without becoming an Instagram or Facebook friend or even adding her on Snapchat. I think it's going to work out.
Nice. Does she know you have a podcast?
She's actually been to one of my comedy shows long before we started talking and going out. So, yeah.
Okay. That's nice. So she's aware of that, though, so she can monitor you based on, you know.
Yeah, I was like, just so you know, like, I have a pretty fucking raunchy comedy set. Like, half the jokes are just sex jokes, and I just want you to know that. And she's like, yeah, no, that's fine. It's like, okay. Being a comedian, it can be a huge red flag to women, especially around here.
No shit, huh? Why? Like, it almost be like you're confident. You go up and have fun. Like,
maybe it's my personality, but I've had a few girls like almost refuse to talk to me, and then when I call them on it, they're like, "I don't want to be your next joke." And it's just like, "Well, then don't fuck around. You won't find out."
But also, please give me content. Like,
yeah, like bang me, so then I can like make a joke out of this.
Dude, I have a joke about a chick I was talking to at Cowboy Jack's last time we were together. She said she was born in 2001, and I couldn't think of anything to say, so I asked pre or post 9/11.
It's a fair question.
Depending on when she was born, like, it'd be like, well, dead even. Like,
I was born on 9/11.
Oh, yeah. I got a buddy who was born on 9/11, and we blame it on him every year. It's like, you don't even get a happy birthday text. It's like, thanks a lot, asshole.
It's your fault. You're one of the jumpers reincarnated.
The best is the guy that bowled a 300 the morning of.
Yeah.
And so he has his picture up. It's like September 11th, 2001, 300. And it's this guy with just huge glasses.
When is the morning of 9/11? Like,
imagine. Dude, that had to be early.
Yeah. I mean, he probably bowled a 300 like at 7:30 in the morning.
I wonder if it's one of those, like, it was at, like, 2 a.m. things, or, like, if at 11:30 they were like, we need to keep bowling to keep morale up right now.
Like, no, I think it happened, like, before. I don't think anyone was like.
Well, this is middle of the week, too. Yeah. This wasn't the weekend, so kudos to that guy for just being at the bowling alley at, like, 8 a.m. sharp.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Got the lanes to myself.
I remember my dad lost his shit on me on 9/11 because I was like, why is Camp Snoopy closed down? I was in second grade, dude. I was like trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we watched TV that whole day.
My dad came and picked me up from school and just took me home.
Yeah, dude, they played that shit. Nowadays, they would, like, if a school shooting was going on, they wouldn't be like, let's tune into Channel 11 to see. Yeah. It'd be like,
we now go live to Sandy Hook.
Dude, I'm not shitting you. I just talked to my buddy about this. There's a kid in our class. They turned to it. You know, remember the principal, please turn to Channel 5 or whatever. And they do it. And you're sitting there. You know, the second grade teacher is not explaining shit to us. But all of a sudden, the news catches that second tower getting hit, and my buddy goes, whoa, fireworks. And the teacher fucking breaks down in tears, and she's like, how dare it? It's like, dude, nobody fucking knows what's going on, Miss Downsy. And
yeah, we're fucking 8 years old. Chill out.
Her Have name you... was Miss Downsy. I think it was Downey or Downsy.
I feel like it has to be Downey, because Downsy would be a last name that you don't come back from.
The Polish are weird. I mean, let's just, you know.
Dude, we did this thing in second grade where you had to bring news articles, and they're like, do not bring anything in 9/11 related. And like one of our friends the next day brings the whole front page of the paper with just a picture of a burning tower. It's like, yes.
There was a whole book in our library that had news article clippings of like the front page being like, bastards, and it showed like the two towers falling and shit, and there'd be ones that were like fuck or something, and like I remember showing my mom and she was like, are you looking at this because of the swear words? And like lost no shit about like the like nobility of like all this shit about 9/11. And I was like, yeah, no, they were just there, people were swearing in this book. I was like, I found this in the library, isn't this cool? Was not cool there.
No, apparently not.
Dude, there's like a music rabbit hole that you could have an entire podcast on about, like how the band My Chemical Romance was formed because of 9/11. And then Limp Bizkit played in 2000. They played on top of one of the World Trade Centers. And on September 10th, 2001, the World Trade Center social media sent them an email saying thanks for posting the music video, and the next day just
ugh. If you guys are real conspiracy theorists, have you ever seen like George Bush reading the book before he gets told like, hey, the planes crashed?
Did you know that Michelle Obama is actually a dude?
Right.
Michael Obama.
There's a whole thing about him reading the book and he's like, plane, steel, like, fall, and like shit like that, where like he's saying words that are like premonitions, and like there's like clipped ones, and then you see the whole thing and it's like, all right, well now he's just saying words that like you're finding like three of them to catch, you know, whatever. But it was kind of it was a little weird thing. I'll go into some rabbit holes of conspiracy theories.
I mean, have you seen the scary movie where it's like a spoof of that, and they're like go in to talk to George Bush and he's listening to the guy read the book about a duck, and he like, Mr. President, he's like, hold on, I want to hear what happens to the duck.
No, I've seen Harold and Kumar when they fall into it, and then like Dick Cheney comes in and George Bush is like, oh shit, let's go. He hides. Like, I'm scared of shit out of that guy. And then he has the cocaine, he has the weed laced with cocaine. And they're like asking him, you never seen Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Grandpappy?
Cock meat sandwich, that whole thing.
Grandpappy bought this place in 1902.
Grandpappy. Dude, George Bush, though, honestly, though, there's nothing cooler than having your president go out after a national attack and throw a fucking strike down the middle. I mean,
yeah, it was his plan,
dude. All right, man. Hey, I'm not trying to go that far. I'm trying.
Like that meme, I mean, when they
funny. I could go when be like, Tower 7 doesn't fall, boys. Tower 7 doesn't fall a block and a half away from fucking the towers being like, oh yeah, that got hit too. It's like, no, it didn't.
Or the Pentagon, where they lose $1.3 trillion in accounting. They're like, we don't know where it's at. And then a plane hits that portion of the building the next day.
Yeah. And the entire wing of Agent Orange, like, information just goes missing. And they're like, oh, yeah, hey, vets who are dying of cancer, guess all that research went out the window. Sorry, boys.
Whoops.
Terrorism. You know, one of those things.
No, I always thought there had to be like a good mixed drink called Agent Orange, but I don't know if it would catch on.
Bro, have you ever seen Tim, the fuck is it? The fat guy, he's gay.
Tim Dillon?
Tim Dillon. You've seen his like Bert Kreischer episode where they talk about like making an ice cream store, but instead of the flavors are all named after conspiracy theories.
I haven't seen that, but I'll look it up.
Oh, dude, there's one where they did like S'mores Floyd. Like, it's really fucked up, but it is one of the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's just like, just anything you could think of that's a conspiracy theory, and then just make it an ice cream. Like, how sick. But anyways, yeah.
Well, at least George Floyd had better air quality than Ocean Gate, so that's good.
That's a good one. Well, all right.
Equal?
Yeah,
equal shit. Air quality?
I know a guy who burned down the precinct. Do you guys want to end with that?
Yeah.
I spent all of 10th grade. All of 10th grade hanging out at this dude's house. Mom, not ever to be seen. She cooked me breakfast once. An egg sandwich. Just egg and bread. And for like, this is, I'm not talking like for a couple of weekends. This is like, I don't know, 5 months. I saw her once at her house on a weekend. And we would just bring like other chicks over. Like, there was like a basement that like had like a drip on the concrete floor that like no one ever fixed. It just went somewhere. There was like this back room, dude. Like, this guy fucking, we did the points for a basketball game one day. Like, we stayed up all night and, had to go like volunteer our time on the basketball team to go like do like a community, you know, sixth grade girls basketball, run the clock kind of thing. Dude, I'm so tired. I forgot 5 minutes of gameplay from a stoppage. So these kids just played an extra 5 minutes to the point where the parents it took so long, the parents all noticed the time wasn't going, and they all started screaming. And it took, like, I was in a haze. It took, like, a combined gym of parents being like, hey, the clock! And then it builds up, and it's like, oh shit, and you click this thing over and then they leave you alone. But like, my buddy like gave this kid, like, people like the one and one or whatever, like, four fouls in. But anyways, this guy would later go on to burn down the Minneapolis precinct with a with a Molotov cocktail. Served 2.5 years in what he called a dorm like prison. And from what the Star Tribune said, he had $12 million he owed back to the state of to the city of Minneapolis.
Sounds like a guy that could pay that back pretty quick.
What's that?
Yeah, sounds like that guy could pay it back pretty quick.
Know, he does a lot of things.
A lot of drugs.
A lot of things, I guess. No, not now. Now he's like a actor. He had a whole thing with Domino's on TikTok or something like that. Now he's coach. He's also
somebody let him coach.
He's a philanthropist. I don't know, man. Yeah,
I volunteered at our old high school and I had a minor on my record and they fired me.
No shit.
Shit,
this is like an AAU team, so I don't know. But yeah, I don't know, he, you know, cool story, bro. Like, I don't know. That's wild. Like, imagine having to put that on your resume, being like, or what is it when you burn shit down?
Arsonist.
Arsonist enthusiast or something. Like,
can throw a wicked Molotov.
Amateur precision. Amateur arsonist.
Yes.
Professional arsonist. Now,
put a link in your resume. That just goes to the news article about you burning down the precinct.
Apparently, like, he held the bottle or lit the bottle and then somebody else threw it. I can't remember how the definition was, but pretty funny to be like, I used to hang out with that guy. Like,
that is nuts.
It's kind of fun.
It takes some balls to fucking make a homemade Molotov cocktail, too.
Standing on top of a burned down car and then you throw it in there being like, fuck the police. It's like pretty sick though. I listen to like music like that, but I never saw the real thing go down.
Well, you can end with the whitest thing ever said.
Yeah. I watched from my TV. It was pretty sick. No, thank you boys for coming on. That's a wild episode. But we got about an hour in, so I'll try to let you guys go. I know we had some technical difficulties, so Appreciate you boys coming on. Hopefully everything works, because I have no idea if they can hear me on this recording or not. So, fucking
fantastic.
Keep your fingers fucking crossed, right? I know. At least you guys got your boys.
We'll figure it out.
I'm happy you guys got your guys. If this fucks up, it's like cool,
maybe
we get to hang out. I get to make up for
an
hour.
See.
Don't tell me that. Oh man, we're both just sitting here being like we couldn't record.
Well, that's why I told Matt. I was just like, why don't we just like chat with Bobby and catch up for a while, and we'll call it even.
That'd be nice. I do feel bad that I blacked out as soon as I met you guys in person. So, this is a nice maybe chat, maybe something we can put out. But either way, thank you boys for coming on and talking.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man. Appreciate it,
dude. And plug yourself one more time.
Check out No Brains, No Headache podcast on Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever. Check out our social media at NBNH Podcast or search No Brains, No Headache. We also do comedy shows in Bismarck and surrounding area. So check that out. If you're from the area, come see our comedy shows.
Perfect. Thank you, boys.
Thanks, man.